So how can we be patient in offering, say, discipline or corrections or any kind of regulation while dealing with our children? Some people have that more, some people seem to have that less. So why is, what can we do about it? How does the Gita help us with this? There is individual nature which cannot be changed. But we all can fine-tune the expression of our nature. That means some people are extrovert, some people are introvert. That can't be changed. But just because somebody is extrovert, that doesn't mean that the person has to be brash or insensitive or aggressive. You can fine-tune that way of being. Just because somebody is introvert, that doesn't mean that some person has to be timid. They can learn to be express themselves to some extent in an effective way. So, it's important that we not have, we not think that our success lies in imitating others. We need models, but models are for inspiration, not for imitation. See, if we try to, we find this person is very good in, offering corrections. But if I try to do it exactly the same way, it won't work because I am a different person. So, within our nature, within our individual situation, we can see how we can best express our love to more than this felt by others. And if we have some people who are close to us, lovers, then we can ask them, what are some of our habits or some of our word usages, some of our behavioral features which turn off people, which sort of alienate people or hurt people, and then we can check them. So, with respect to the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita talks about 3 minds of material nature: goodness, passion and ignorance. And often, correction can also be offered in all these 3 modes: in goodness, passion, and ignorance. Now, when correction is offered in ignorance, it usually comes out as sarcasm, where the goal is not whether the other person changes and improves or not. The goal is that everybody gets a laugh out of the folly of the other person. So, Krishna talks about it in characteristics is Shatro Nishkriti Kovalasaha. So he says, these people in Tamoguna, they are expert at insulting others. So, that sort of criticism is still in him, but it is really transformed. So if we do that, we really alienate a lot of people. So then there is correction in the mode of passion, where the focus is not on helping the person, but on proving that I am right and you are wrong. So it becomes competitive, ego competition. In proving the person wrong, our goal is not so much to hurt. Our goal is even just to prove our superiority. Whereas in goodness, there is an understanding of that person's feelings. And if doing the karma bhaktam, satyam itam yahitam chaya. Now, Krishna talks about austerity of speech. And the first thing he says is, speak in a non-agitating way. Then he says after that, speak truthfully, satya, priyam, hitam. All this comes with pleasing, beneficial. All the important thing comes, but he says, non-agitating. Because what happens if people feel threatened by our words, then they go into defensive mode. And when the ego goes into defensive, you think they penetrate it. If they start thinking this person is a threat to me, then even if what we are saying is correct, they will not accept it. There is a saying that a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So, before we can help anyone, especially help in terms of transforming them positively, now we need to at least at some level convince them that we are their well-wishers. Now that was Prabhupada's speciality. not just that he wrote your revelation, but by his spiritual purity and potency, you could feel that this person really cares for you. So that when we offer corrections in goodness, there is a sensitivity to others' feelings. And we make sure that we express our feelings in such a way that,
say for example, modern seminars, you may learn this principle when you want to give some feedback. Plus, minus, plus, is it?
Plus means tell some appreciate first,
in between give some correction, and then give some feedback, give some appreciation again.
And then this is just a formula. It is a useful formula. But the underlying principle is what? That our positive connection with others is more than our negative connection. That means if parents have no time for their children and the only time they have is to correct them, then that becomes the prominent memory of the children. Then the relationship also is true. But if the parents are spending quality time with the children, appreciating, even if there are small successes, and appreciating them, feeling them valued, making them feel valued, celebrating them, yeah, celebrating the success of them. Then when there is that correction, that is assimilated within that whole framework of love. So we don't have to imitate anyone, nor do we have to change our nature entirely, both of which are impossible. But within whatever is our nature, we can try to become more sensitive in terms of how we are expressing ourselves and in terms of understanding, you know, what emotional responses are there for others. That means, you know, what makes others feel especially hurt, what makes others feel loud. So once you get that emotional sensitivity, then we don't have, otherwise, you know, imitating someone or changing our core nature, they seem like impossible tasks. And they seem so difficult that we don't even try it on them. But there are, we can or may not be able to change that, but there are certain things which we can change. Especially the expression of our emotions, the way we express ourselves, and understanding their reception by others. What is it that hurts, makes people feel hurt, or makes people value, love? By understanding that, within that framework, if you offer corrections, then people will be able to take it properly. Okay.